This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with Live with Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Dan, I think we're going to have you on regularly. This will be your time slot every Wednesday. Your clinic is called the Turtle Healing Band Clinic. You're the DOJD founder of the First Nations Medical Board, which I belong to now, and I think I'm very proud to be along because you do studies based on evidence-based logic for advanced alternative medicine. There's about 100 people making different vaccines from different types. The ones that I've seen mainly being pushed are what's called vaccines that change the host DNA. And those host DNA changes are basically like the 2003 SARS vaccine, which causes your body to make the antigens. Your body will attack the antigen with your own immune system, which can cause autoimmunity. And they know similar vaccines like Gardasil, which has now been labeled in the courts a lethal vaccine. It causes a cytokine storm and causes pseudotumor, cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, bone marrow failure, and death. Okay, so I don't want people to consider that the old-style SARS vaccine, and they're building many different subtypes of it. The one that you're proposing is called the dendritic vaccine, which basically the dendritic technology goes back for many decades. It basically takes your blood out, a unit of blood, isolates the dendritic cells, which are the memory cells of your immune system, exposes them to the spike protein, what's called the sigma-1 protein, that they reverse engineer to allow the virus to species jump into humans, and that allows the body to create a immune memory to create antibodies that will attack the sigma-1 protein, almost like the monoclonal antibodies that they isolated in Erasmus University in the Netherlands. The monoclonal basically makes your body learn how to make the monoclonal antibodies to block the virus so it can't attach to your cells to get in and then replicate, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So I'd like you to talk about the procedure. Is number one, if they contact me, I can give them the number one, I want them to do a consult with me before they proceed further. But once they get the consult, we will actually send them on to you to actually get a unit of blood drawn locally, whatever part of the country they're in, whatever. The unit of blood is sent to you in Vegas. You then will, in take for 3 days, isolate the dendritic cells and expose them to the spike protein. Their immune cells then become sensitized to the protein, so they then have the immune memory of what to do. And then the body then will, when the vaccine is given back to them by their doctor to infuse it, whether it's, say, you're in Pennsylvania or if they're in France or whatever, they will then take this vaccine. The doctor will administer the vaccine, and then we'll check back to see if they develop the anti-spike protein antibodies, which you can measure with blood tests, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I want you to go through this. I went through it pretty quick there. Can you go through it step by step? It's actually pretty straightforward. Now, the cost of this test and treatment, I think, for the vaccine, I think, is around $750 per person. And each person has their own individual blood draw. It's not a vaccine for... that's for one vaccine fits all. It's actually custom designed with your own dendritic cells for your own immune system, and the vaccine is given back just to you, right?
Correct. That's the difference between what we're doing and what maybe a big pharma company might be proposing. There would be a one-size-fits-all, whereas ours is a personalized vaccine that's made for the autologous blood of the patient. So we're looking for about 30 patients. We just signed the agreement today to finalize everything. With the investor we're working with, the cost will be about $1,000, but if we get more people, let's say we get 100, we will be dropping it down more, maybe down to around 500
right.
or so. Most of it's for the cost of materials and for the
labor right. involved. And you're calling it the data on this, too, because people need to realize that this dendritic vaccine, depending on this or even a future new version of this virus, because it's going to continue mutating, can be developed right. as little as 3 days. In other words, you don't need to wait 6 months or a year. And because it's customized, it's taking your blood, exposing your dendritic cells to the new version of the virus, if it's a new genetic modification, and in 3 days, not 3 months or 6 months or a year after a special study, And then you can check within 2 weeks after, to 3 weeks after, and the IgM antibodies should show up in your blood between 1 and 3, usually around 2 to 3 weeks, will show up indicating you develop antibodies that will block the sigma-1 spike protein, allows it to enter your cells, right?
Yeah, so the way it works is the patient comes in, we draw their blood. We may need as much as 400 cc's. When you go to the Red Cross, you donate blood, that's 450, so it's less than what you give to the Red Cross. But the more blood we have, the more dendritic cells we need, and we need a certain amount of dendritic cells for this to work. Now, please keep in mind that they're about...
You separate them by flow cytometry, right? In other words, use a special flow cytometer machine to separate the dendritic cells, right? Tell us about that technology, too. Please continue.
Yeah, so we're purchasing some specialized equipment to help us separate and process the cells because there is a specialized technique that's needed to isolate these particular cells. Obviously, we have many different cells in our blood. We have another process we use to harvest stem cells from the blood, but this is different than that, and these will be fewer in number. So that's a critical part, getting enough blood and being able to separate it properly so we can isolate the dendritic cells, which we then expose the spike protein you mentioned in the cultured media for a few days. After a few days, we can give it back to the patient. Now, studies have shown that the patient can develop antibodies to the COVID-19 within anywhere from, let's say, 4 to 40 days using ELISA testing.
Right.
And we were planning on checking patients in about 3 weeks, so it's probably about the midpoint of where they should be in that process.
Yeah, that's what I heard, around 3 to 6 weeks. So when I hear them trying to do testing with these either blood pinprick tests that they're talking about, which is, you know, finger pick, or PCR tests, they have to understand these are not tests that are going to actually do case tracking to terminate the spread of the virus, because they did a swab test study, and they found that the average person was maximally starting to secrete virus on the fourth day after they got infected, even if they're either asymptomatic or probably pre-symptomatic. And as a result, doing case tracking with even this test kits, either antibody testing or PCR is completely useless, isn't it?
Yes, it can be. And one of the things you have to consider is when we had the SARS-1 virus that came around back in 2003, they developed a vaccine, but by the time they got it to market, the epidemic was over. So that's why there's a rush to vaccination. But the problem with that vaccine is when it was introduced into the animals, and particularly the mice in this case, I think rabbits were used as well. Mm-hmm. When they were re-exposed to the virus, they all got the cytokine storm you're talking about.
Right.
And, of course, developed respiratory symptoms and died. And I'm sure they didn't tell that to the 45 volunteers in the U.S. that are receiving a COVID-19 vaccination. But there are a couple of doctors in this country who came down with the COVID-19. And the way they treated themselves, interesting enough, was using a rheumatoid arthritis drug, which I think is Actemra, to treat the cytokine storm. And that's how they recovered, not with hydroxychloroquine. The other way to treat the hypoxia, of course, with ozone. They did that in Balearic Islands, Canary Islands over there in Spain, and they were very successful in stopping COVID-19 deaths.
We sell ozonators, but the best way to give the ozone is with a hyperbaric chamber. So it's irritating the airways, but when you put it in
oxygenation.
Yeah, when you put it, I have a chamber right beside me with an ozone generator, and we sell the generator and the chambers. And by the way, one of the best ways to get the chamber is to get a Chase a card at 0% interest and paid off over 15 months. So you want to pay a high lease.
The point is, there's two issues you have to consider. If you have a COVID-19 infection, you can have one or the other or both, and that's hypoxia and the cytokine storm.
Well,
both need to be addressed.
Let me go into the science of that. And this is where it's nice to have a doctor that understands this. There's five different aspects of what happens in people that get an infection in their lungs. Some of them are similar to ARDS. You have a shunting problem, you have a diffusion problem, and you have a problem with what's called a loss of normal transit across the cell membrane because of the blockages and inflammation. Then, actually more important and actually more central to the reason why this virus is so sneaky is it directly attacks your mitochondria and uncouples the F1 protein, so your mitochondria can't make ATP. So I saw a video last week by an intensivist who actually kind of discovered what I've been saying for months. This is altitude sickness that's caused by a virus nanotechnology that directly affects your mitochondria. Now, it will affect the H receptor and cause shunting problems and diffusion problems in your lungs, which is why they think that positive expiratory pressure and a ventilator will help, but a ventilator is the inappropriate treatment for this. It's not the appropriate care. The appropriate care is mild hyperbaric oxygen or full hyperbaric oxygen with ozone. And if you have a mild hyperbaric chamber, which I'm strongly recommending people have, if they have somebody with a high risk in a nursing home or whatever, you can put somebody half an hour to an hour a day in a hyperbaric chamber, and it'll strengthen their mitochondria. So if they do get an infection, they're not likely to get what's called mitochondrial apocalypse or mitochondrial failure. This disease basically causes mitochondrial anoxia, and it's like taking somebody at 1,200 feet and putting them up on Mount Everest. Okay? So that's why the intensivists are starting to discover that ventilators don't work. In fact, only about 20% of people that are put on a ventilator survive. Right? And so your dendritic vaccine is probably the best way to approach this. If you want a vaccine, this is the way. You want to be on our first line defense kit now? You want to get your vaccine, too, and get your dendrites turned on against the virus COVID protein so it can't attach to your cells? And it's like getting your own version of the monoclonal antibodies they have at Erasmus University, but your body makes it. Cool, eh? Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm very proud of you. That's Dr. Royal. This is your regular spot every Wednesday. Number one, here's what I want people to do. I want to look at my 37-minute video. We need to have our federal government start building what's called isolation trailers and tents so you can put in some of these rooms. So you don't even have to. You don't want to occupy hospitals. You don't want to bring people to a central clearing place. And even the scanning should be done with the biophilia scanning, with people can drive up to a site, even just a car and a trailer in an area like a Walmart or a whatever, a parking lot, and somebody comes up with a hazmat suit on, hazes you headphones and electrode, and can do a scan of your body for underlying other diseases, and in a minute can actually tell you if you have the COVID-19 virus in your body. If you're positive, the next thing to do is do a blood draw for the immunoglobulins and a swab test, a proper swab test, so they can do J-clade analysis to send it back with GPS coordinates so they know where the virus was, what gene clade it was at the specific GPS coordinate level, okay? For building databases through AI. That, then that person needs to be sent to an isolation trailer that can be hauled onto their yard or a central clearing area or parking lot. And there'd be hazmat teams would deal, and they'd put on each person they'd have an oximeter measuring their body's oximetry on their finger. They'd be connected by AI. And they'd have a bioimpedance meter measure their bioimpedance of the right ankle, right foot, for example, and tell if your bioimpedance is dropping, it means your mitochondria is starting to crash. So the first layer that people should be on as far as therapy would be BiPAP, which is positive inspiratory pressure when they sleep, so that they're increasing their inspiratory pressures and they would have advanced increased oxygen levels so they could deal with minor oxygenation. If their impedance drops, they need to be taken to a hospital or a clinic where they can be intubated. But ideally, the next step should be mild hyperbaric oxygen. They could even have a chamber inside every trailer. Like the one I have beside me is like 5 feet across and 5 feet and a half, 6 feet up. And you sit one or two people inside that, and you go to 1.3 atmospheres with ozone, and it rescues the mitochondria. We also have technology like the Sonic Life that can actually turn off the glycoprotein, 139 kilodalton, and the nogalase that actually knock out your macrophages. Because when your mitochondria get damaged in your macrophage, you can't stop infection, so you get secondary infection because your big eater cells are knocked out. And that's how cancer and infection spreads, because it basically neutralizes the troops called your neutrophils and your macrophages. Everybody should, to be honest with you, in the country, should be getting a dendritic vaccine. Now, not everybody's going to do it, because it's going to cost $1,000 or maybe $500. But if you do it, you have your own natural immunity, and your body's going to make your own monoclonal antibodies, so you don't have to take an external genetic modification to your DNA to make the antigen, which, by the way, can cause a cytokine storm, because when your body sees so many antigens of a pathogen, they dump your cytokines and free radicals, which destroy your mitochondria and can cause a massive catastrophe, including cardiorespiratory arrest. So these idiots that are pushing for what's called RNA-type vaccines are all dangerous, and they're all stupid, because the virus is going to keep mutating very rapidly. We now know that there's three major subgroups, but there's actually over 50 substrains genetically, as substrains basically on what's called nextstrain.org. You can actually go to their website. They've actually mapped out the strains of the virus, not just the protein, the sigma-1 protein that attaches, but all the other proteins in the virus are modifying at an amazing rate. So the virus, even in 2 or 3 months' time, will be completely different than the ones they sort of call making vaccines today. So it means even if they were a good vaccine, it would not be appropriate for the virus, say, in September. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, very interesting.
Right. Now, the most important thing that's less likely to modify is the sigma-1, which means if you get a dendritic vaccine today, it's probably still going to be good in a year or two when the virus is still modifying other proteins, because if it modifies the sigma-1 protein, it can't attach to your cells and get in. Because it's very, very highly tweaked, reverse-engineered protein that allows it to enter your cells. So even if it modifies other proteins, it doesn't matter if it can't get into your cells. So the only reason why they gets in is because they transferred the BSL labs from under George Bush Sr., as he was the ambassador to China after he was president, to bring these three BSL labs to Dr. Liu in China at the lab so they can reverse engineer the sigma-1 protein so it allowed to jump species and turn a virus, which is normally not an enemy, into an enemy that could literally allow to enter human tissues. Okay? This is a bioweapon that if without our labs and our collaboration of our agencies, the Chinese could have never done on their own. So when people want to accuse the Chinese, bad communists, how about bad deep state? And also, stupid doctors that want to push vaccines. And even Trump thinking, you know, how many ventilators you get is going to determine whether you survive. No, it doesn't do a damn thing. If only 20% of the people on ventilators survive, and probably despite the ventilator, it's not the appropriate treatment of choice, is it?
No, it is not.
Right. They need maybe IV antibiotics, antivirals. They need things like cytokine storm blockers, like these cytokines used for rheumatoid arthritis, which the doctors are smart enough I did research almost 50 years ago with Dr. John Woodbury in the Synovian Analysis Lab in medical school in the mid-70s, 74, 75. And I worked in the lab and I reviewed 26,000 cases with statistically worked in the Synovian Analysis Lab when I was in medical school. So he wanted me to come back and actually do a rheumatology residency and training because he knew I was smart enough. I'd find the cause of disease. I know how autoimmune diseases can be turned off by using things like dendritic vaccines. It's all immune homology, whether it's MS or any other condition. It's all related to a dysfunctional system that gets confused and attacks the body protein because it looks identical to the stealth pathogen that's growing as a stealth in your body. Isn't that interesting? Every chronic disease has a stealth infection as an activator of dysfunctional immune reactions, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Now, the average doctor, if you talk to them, they'll start arguing with you and say, I can prove this. What do you mean you can prove it? I said, well, I can measure antibody levels. I can measure, you know, show you that there's immune homology, and even the protein sequence amino acids of the pathogen looks identical to the specific amino acids in the actual body tissue. In other words, there's a sequence of amino acids that looks virtually identical to a pathogen, right? Just like the intracellular pathogen of spirochetes, like babesiosis, ehrlichiosis, and so on, looks identical to the oligodendrocyte protein, a myelin basic protein in MS. Now, why is that important? Because, in fact, what they're doing by a SARS vaccine, which they want to do, with inserting in new things with a mass vaccine that's going to change your DNA, they're going to massively increase autoimmune disease, pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, cytokine storms increasing autoimmunity, and sudden cardiac arrest, and cancer rates. Cancer rates will go up because when you disturb tissues, the tissue tries to escape the stress by becoming cancer, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, if you talk to the average doctor, they think they know better. Doctors are as stupid as a bag of rocks, aren't they?
It seems that way when it comes to health.
Well, they aren't trained. Let me explain. Those doctors, I remember when I came into medical school in 1973, they said, well, Dr. Deagle, now, we know that you're smart because you got your PhD finished before you went into medical school, so be kind with the professors. Don't ask them too many tough questions. And I was not kind. I mean, there's nothing... I'm a compassionate person, but I'm not nice. In other words, I'm going to ask you questions that are going to make you squirm. And I asked 98% of the questions of my class of 105 students, and they would beg me, please don't ask questions. It's embarrassing. The professors don't know how to answer. I said, why? If you're trying to teach me, you better be able to explain intellectually why you believe what you believe, whether it's the cause of cardiac arrhythmias or, you know, aging or calcification or whatever, conduction bundles, whatever it happens to be. But you know what? People don't think they play with their mental blocks, don't they?
They do.
They do. Believe it or not. That may be funny, but it's true, unfortunately, and painfully dangerous to your patients. Back in a moment. Dr. Dan. The dendritic vaccine is available now. Contact me for consult. We'll get you moving.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is set to vote on Thursday on a $500 billion spending bill that will give coronavirus relief to small businesses, hospitals, and local and state governments. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says we do have to start pumping the brakes, though, on considering another stimulus package.
And I think it's also time to begin to think about the amount of debt that we're adding to our country and the future impact of that. But until we can begin to open up the economy, we can't spend enough money to solve the problem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says China's government did not reveal the full extent of the initial coronavirus outbreak in a timely fashion. Pompeo telling reporters that China had a responsibility to issue a thorough and candid alert to the World Health Organization. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Full car?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back now. I'm going to say a couple things that are kind of strange. Do you ever belong to a medical fraternity in the past?
Have I?
Yes, yeah.
What kind of medical? I'm various organizations.
Phi Rho Sigma is what I belong to. Because I had my PhD before I went into medicine in 73, they asked me to tap up with the dean of medicine. And the dean of medicine was a very smart neurologist. In fact, I was going to go into neurology before I diagnosed my own first wife with MS back in the mid-70s in 74 when we were after we got married. And what happened is that a hematologist back at our Phi Rho Sigma frat house decided that, hey, Deagle, you're the smartest medical student we know. I'm going to tell you ancient things that we know that go back to Atlantis. Now, you have to understand, all the secret orders, Masonic orders, all know things that go back to Atlantis and before. Okay? And they have sacred knowledge to them, whether it's legal fraternities or medical. Now, one of the first things he said to me, we're sitting around having a beer at the frat house, and he said, well, you know, Dr. Deagle, pigs are a hybrid between ancient humans and wild boar. I said, you're kidding. I said, they used to use this as a proxy for human sacrifice in the ancient altars in Atlantis and Mu, which is the kingdoms of India and the Far East, okay? I said, come on, you got to be, you're drinking too much. He said, no. Let's go over to the hospital and I'll pull up the blood group antigens, major, minor antigens, show you the pigs, because we were doing embryo studies at the time of medical school in the early 70s. You'd study your pig embryos because they look just like human embryos. And he said, I'll show you the blood group antigens. And he pulled all the data out and said, oh my God, man, you're correct. Now, you got to understand this, why this is important, because in China, did you know that they're actually selling organs that are custom designed? And there was a guy in Chicago who was actually working with the Chinese back more than a decade ago. He's a physicist. And he developed a company that's tied with a company called Affymetrix. And what they were doing is actually, in China, they grow fetuses that are genetically hybridized with animals. So they have 75-85% human DNA, and they can actually take your blood out, make a hybridized embryo and actually grow it up to grow heart, lungs, and other kidneys, and they'll transplant it back into you that's not going to cause autoimmunity. Did you know they already do this now in China? Probably not. It's classified, okay? Now, they tried to recruit me in 1987 to actually work with Emory University Bureau. They actually wanted me to declare people dead from car accidents and injuries and burns so they could grab their organs and actually send it off and give me a big farm bank account. And I said, no, go to hell. I'm not going to work that. It was a vascular surgeon tried to recruit me in Augusta, Georgia. Now, why do I say all this? I say, well, the first thing is you've got a customized dendritic vaccine. It's going to cost $500 to $1,000, and it's really quick. You can get it in a matter of a week or so. But I would like to see you research the idea of making a non-customized universal dendritic vaccine from dendrite cells that would be non-endogenically active. In other words, it would be like a universal dendrite cell that would be human or even co-human, like even pig. And those dendrite cells would actually take the memory of the sigma-1 protein and transfer it to your immune system. That way, instead of costing $500 to $1,000, it might cost you, $50. And you can then give it to thousands of people, millions of people, and you can also create a new version when the virus mutates, because the most reserved protein in the virus is actually the attachment proteins. When they did the next strain, if you actually look at the number of proteins that have already changed since last fall, they've actually tracked all over the world. They actually know the GPS coordinates of where the proteins are modified in the different subclades. The most reserved protein that doesn't change is the one where it attaches to your cell. Which is good, which means when you get someone who gets a dendritic vaccine, let's say next month or next week, and we send them off their blood, that vaccine is going to be good for years. In other words, any sigma-1 protein that would come from any future version of this virus that's going to come back next year or 2 years from now, you'll still be able to block it because your monoclonal antibodies your body makes prevents the virus from attaching to your cells and infecting you. So in other words, you got the ultimate vaccine right now. You don't need to wait 6 months or a year or whatever, a year and a half. It can be done today. Now, you got to amp up that production either for personal or if you can get a universal dendritic cell and grow it in culture, you could then immunize it to the sigma-1 protein and you'd then be able to transfer it to any human being in a matter of just take your shot, bam. You walk in, 5 minutes later, you walk out with your shot in your arm and within 4 to 40 days, you're producing monoclonal antibodies that can block the virus so it can't attach to your cells and infect you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I know you guys haven't looked at that yet, but look at it. Right now we know that if people contact me, I'm going to send them off to you to actually do this process. I myself want to do it probably in my family to get the customized dendritic vaccine because I don't want to have some idiot 6 months or a year from now saying, you have to have a tracker card that says we have an anklet on you and you can't leave your home unless you prove you've been vaccinated. That's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, that may very well be the case, not only for travel, but for banking, shopping, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, you'll be forced. Now, if you can prove you already have monoclonal antibodies and you're protected, you won't have to submit to the dangerous vaccine that may cause autoimmune disease, cardiac arrhythmias, brain damage, or cancer. But believe me, all of the 100 vaccines that they're developing are all RNA vaccines that insert DNA into you to modify your genetics permanently and can cause these other nasty effects. Every single one of them, except your dendritic vaccine. You know that, right?
Yes, and I think what should be pointed out to the listeners is that the previous vaccine that we alluded to earlier in the program that was done for SARS type 1 was an abject failure and caused serious problems.
And by the way, that vaccine was sponsored by Gilead Sciences and Bill Gates and by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. So this guy, Fauci, is a killer. I mean, these vaccines kill people, and some of the vaccines that Bill Gates has developed and went to India to kill a lot of people, children in India as well. People have to understand, when you have inappropriate or inadequate science that doesn't really understand the terrain or doesn't understand that viruses are not our natural enemy. Viruses are the yard sale for DNA. 97% of your DNA in a human being is ancient viral DNA. The previous versions of what humans became was based on going to yard sales over millennia and picking up chunks of DNA. Viruses pre-existed long before the first human. You know that, right?
Yes.
Now, they may not have even existed on Earth, because remember, I believe in the idea of panspermia. There's very good evidence that human beings probably are colonists on Earth, and we originated in another part of the galaxy or cosmos. And people, no, Dr. D, we can't believe that. I said, look, if you look at the human genome, There's 26 genes, and they even taught me in medical school, they call alien DNA because they don't occur in any other primate. You know that, right? 26 genes in humans, and we have an eccentric centromere. All primates have a central centromere, and these 26 genes do not exist in any other primate. So in other words, the Planet of the Apes is garbage. We are not related to primates. We may have, we may be in some way distant relatives, but whatever happened, whether it's genetic engineering or higher science that we don't understand, but in the pre-Adamic world, in the pre, you know, the world where they had the flood of Noah, people have to understand this. Everybody on Earth was genetically modified. That's what they want to do to us. When they insert these vaccines, everybody will be genetically modified with not only RNA vaccines, they want to insert nanobots. Nanotechnology, in fact, I have videos on this. Nanobots can modify your DNA based on scalar signals sent through 5 and 6G network. Did you know that?
Yes.
They can, nanobots can modify your DNA. Now listen to this again, I'm going to repeat it. Through 5 and 6G, they can actually change your genetics and even interface with your cortex and your thought processes. So they, when you take these vaccines, you're submitting to the mark of the beast, and they can modify your thought patterns and even your orientation toward politics and other things. People say, oh, no, they can't do that. I said, I'm sorry to tell you that 42 years ago, they wanted me to work with DARPA on this very project. They took female fetuses. George Washington University in the U.S. and Milano University were growing fetuses the 20th week, and then they killed a fetus. It's not hard to make a fetus in an artificial uterus. It's child's play. And you can insert a human embryo even into an animal, like a pig or whatever, and that human embryo will grow up to be a child. Did you know that?
That's scary.
Well, they're doing this in China all the time. They've been doing it for years. I mean, they really customize it. So you not only can go to South Korea, you can go to South Korea now and take your dog, and they'll insert a gene to make the nails of the dog fluoresce when you go at night, so you can see the dog is actually a genetic clone. So when you take your clone dog, you can tell it's a clone dog because you take a woods lab, and their nails will fluoresce after you put the light on it. Do you know that? So you can go for $75,000. You can clone your doggy in South Korea, and have been able to do it for 10 years. They've been doing it for years in China, perfecting the science, and also the most advanced place doing human cloning, Japan. The Japanese are the peak of human cloning. People don't know, it's all classified, people. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Cloning around. How's that? Not clowning around.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at
I gave you a couple of ideas. You taught me things, and I hope I taught people listening that the solution is already here. You can get a genetic vaccine customized for you today. If you contact me, I'll hand you over to Dr. Royal and the guy from Baylor College, a PhD, and we can get a genetic vaccine made up for you. And we'll go back and check your antibodies to see if you've developed the monoclonal antibodies like Erasmus University in your own body from your own dendritic cells that have learned how to recognize the sigma-1 protein that wants to allow the virus to attach to your cells and then insert itself and take over your RNA polymerase so it can replicate itself. That's available right now. It's not 6 months of your way, and it doesn't change your DNA. It literally gives you immune memory of what the virus is trying to do to get into your body and show your body's immune cells how to block that protein with a monoclonal antibody. Now, the next step I'd like to see is the universal dendritic cell so you can make a universal vaccine. And you can modify that vaccine if the virus changes it. But it's not likely to change the sigma-1 protein. What they discovered in the gene clades is the protein doesn't modify very quickly. And so, in fact, one of the most reserved genetics or proteins that doesn't modify is the attachment to your cells so it can get in. But the reason is it was not easy. It took years and decades and probably billions of dollars, including collaboration with the Communist Chinese BSL lab and our labs, like Dr. Lieber in Harvard at the University of Chemistry, and this guy's got a high IQ, over 200, but he's an evil bastard. And Dr. Barrick, who also works at the BSL lab in New North Carolina for 30-some years on SARS coronaviruses. But you got to remember, the big pharma people want to make billions of dollars, and if they vaccinate you with a vaccine that can cause autoimmune disease, pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, and other problems, and cancer, and may insert also nanobots that can modify your DNA with exposure to scale of radiation from 5G network and satellites or cell towers everywhere, that's not a good thing. Just like Operation Crimson Mist that can modify the amygdala and the rage control nuclei, you hit specific frequencies. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I took care of the people who were involved with the what's called the Rambo Project. And they call this thing the Rambo chip, believe it or not. They developed this back going back from in England in back in the 1940s, and they, by the time they got to Vietnam, they were inserting initially wires into the amygdala and actually had a chip basically in their neck. But later on, they discovered you don't need that. You can do a transcortical system where you hit specific frequencies, and you can activate the amygdala and the rage control nucleus, which is part of the Operation Crimson Mist. So what people should start understanding, if you have an interface chip like the lithium mesh that Dr. Lieber's developed at the University of Harvard University of Chemistry, you can insert it into their bloodstream or into their cerebral spinal fluid, and it rests on their cortex. It acts as an interface between their cortex and the external source of scale radiation. People say, oh, no. Well, there's a miniseries on TV called The Feed, F-E-E-D. And in the system, people discovered a way to interface with the cortex, so you can go to sleep with somebody 1,000 miles away, and while you're sleeping, you can actually share cognitive thoughts with them in your dreams. Now, you have to understand, I understand the higher level of this, and they wanted me to work on this at UCLA 42 years ago with Dr. Tortolot and the DARPA people, and I told them to go to hell. Okay? So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you think you know all this stuff. This is, you're not going to hear this from Alex Jones or anybody else. There's nobody on earth, publicly speaking, that has my level of knowledge and firsthand experience that tells you these bastards spent trillions, not millions, on weird projects. And all the money from it was the illegal drug trade, organ trade, which China, by the way, that organ trade, it's not just the Chinese selling organs. Everybody on earth is selling organs, and it all goes through the Special Activity Division of the CIA connected with the United Nations and WHO, which is in Basel, Switzerland. And so when the Chinese are selling organs, those organs might show up in Emory University in Atlanta once the tissue type comes up, because someone, tissue type, looks like, hey, do you need kidneys of somebody in Atlanta? He goes, oh, no, Dr. Deagle. I said, you got to understand, this is a global project. The drug trade, the human trade, and the organ trade are all connected by the same people. There's only one cartel. They may have various divisions, whether it's they're coming in like a carfentanyl coming in from China, or heroin, or crocodile coming into Russia. There's only one cartel. There's not a whole bunch of different ones. They all are spending trillions of dollars on weird underground dumps, deep underground nuclear bases based on nuclear tunnel boring machines or off-world space projects or weird genetic engineering. And they try to get the smartest people they can get their paws on, get them to convert it so they'll do really bad shit, to be honest with you. So you're doing good stuff. You have literally put together a team that can make a dendritic vaccine now. I want to see you guys to see if you can move to the next stage of even making a universal dendritic vaccine. But I honestly tell people, all of the vaccines that I've heard about so far that the government's planning, and there's over 100 different subtypes vying for trillions of dollars of money, are dangerous as hell and stupid. What do you think of it?
Well, all vaccines have some serious problems, and we've talked about that on this program today and in the past.
Right.
The difference between using a person's own dendritic cells versus a universal dendritic cell is one is obviously autologous, and the other is allogeneic. So that's where it comes into question as to whether or not this is more than minimally manipulated. What we do is not minimally manipulated. We're just using the patient's own cells, synthesizing them and giving them back.
Yeah, ideally, if what you have to do is there's antigens on a dendritic cell that allow the body to recognize it itself. If you have a dendritic cell that somehow has been genetically modified so it doesn't express antigens to it so that someone can recognize a non-self, that's all you need, is a non-self recognizing dendritic cell that was basically human that would allow it to be trained to transfer to your immune system. Because you see, once a dendritic cell learns this antigen, it transfers molecules to other parts of your immune cells, including your neutrophils and your macrophages, because the ultimate killer of pathogens is not your antibodies. All they do is they're like putting a green laser on a target. The big killer is neutrophils and macrophages, means big eater cell. They go in and actually hit the pathogen with 100 million degree temperature superoxide radical, fry it to hell, and then eat it, and you already digest it. You can see the fragments inside of you on electron microscopy, so of a pathogen. So you have to understand, antibodies don't do a damn thing except they will block the virus so it can't enter. But the thing that ultimately kills is an activated macrophage, right? Our neutrophil.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is science, okay? If you're listening to your doctor, you're now getting a class in advanced science. And if you're real curious, you have to understand, you mean Dr. Dan Royal has a solution? Yeah, he does. He works with a PhD from Baylor College. This science, by the way, the dendritic vaccine idea has been around for a long time. How long would you say it is? 20, 30 years?
It very well could be. It has been done before for various types of cancers, and it's currently in numerous FDA trials. Like I said, there's probably about 300 publications on it, and I know that some of the cancer cells being developed currently are used just for prostate and melanoma.
Well, okay, well, let me explain. When I get a cancer patient, and I send them off to their lab in Athens, which is, I used to use one in Germany for years in the 90s and beyond, they make a dendritic vaccine against their cancer. So they actually take the cancer cells out, they expose their dendritic cells to the cancer, and then they amplify the cancer cells and multiply the dendritic cells in a cell culture, and then they give you back your dendritic vaccine against your own cancer. It's available now. It has been available for years. So when I get somebody with cancer, I recommend IPT, insulin potentiated chemo, which you can do in your office in Vegas, which is low-dose chemo where you give insulin, because cancer cells have 16 times more insulin receptors than normal tissue. Interesting. And they're also anaerobic, which means they're like a teenager at the malt shop that likes one malt after another. Okay? The malt happens to be, they're going to suck up the chemo where the regular tissues won't, because insulin makes the cancer, the chemotherapy at low dose go directly to the cancer cells selectively. And that's what you do. But the thing is, the dendritic vaccine turns on your immune cells to say, right over there is a cancer cell, go and get it with free radicals. And the macrophage says, chomp, 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 and does it. People have to understand, all you got to do is turn on the body, and if you strip off the enzymes with our, say, inflammex and serapeptase, and make a cancer cell open so you can see the antigens on it, because they cover themselves up with fibronectin, so you can't see the cancer cell. Once you use enzymes to strip off the capsule, and the immune cells see it, they go, I see it, boom, and it goes and kills it. And if you have active macrophages, that's why the first thing the cancer cells develop and bacteria and viruses is a thing called nogalase. And we have the nogalase frequencies we can generate with a sonic life machine, with a broadcast antenna systems I can sell people, with other technologies. In fact, I can send a nogalase blocking frequency over an entire continent, not just over an area. Now, they're not the ultimate treatment of the problem, but people have to understand they need layers of treatment. People take vitamin D and zinc to block RNA polymerase, or antipathogenics, especially Neutrodyne. If I could give every American our plasma iodine and prostate 100 years ago, if I could give everybody neutral pH ascorbic acid, everybody our cell defense curcumin, even without masks and so on, the virus would be dead in 2 to 3 days and couldn't spread to anybody. But because the virus is going to keep mutating, and the non-mutating part is the part attached, this dendritic vaccine is the solution, and it's available now. So if you want it, contact me. I'll do a consult. We'll get you set up with Dr. Dan Royal. We'll get your blood to him. We'll get him to their lab, separate your dendritic cells, give you a vaccine, get it back to your doctor, and you will have natural immunity and not need to take the mark of the beast. How's that? Pretty good alternative, eh? And I appreciate your genius and your brilliance. Think about that idea of a universal way of figuring out how to make a one that brings the price down and gets it to everybody right away. Because I know they can culture dendritic cells and culture and grow tons of them too, right?
You should be able to.
Yeah, I know they do it in Athens. They can do it here, I'm sure. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back in a moment, hour three.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in
one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.